Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back in third and final hour here on Thursday morning. And let's get right back into it because we have a caller who's been patiently waiting. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hello, you're on the air. I hear the show in the background. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
And welcome back in third and final hour here on Thursday morning.
If we wait a few seconds, he'll realize it. No, I guess not.
Tim.
Yes, you're on the air. There you are.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I can't believe that what you're talking about, this dog stuff. I was just thinking about that the other day. I don't get it. Now, what is the actual regulations? I mean, can a store owner go up to somebody and say, where's your papers for this dog to be an emotional support dog, whatever you want to call it?
So I'm not sure the specifics, because the problem is that because of the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, you can't ask somebody about what their disability is. So if that's the case, then if you ask them about their, you know, if that's an emotional support animal, does that fall under, you know, you're not supposed to ask me about this? I don't know all the specifics of it. My guess is that the stores just decided it's easier to just let them bring the dogs in than it is to get into all these arguments with people that try to bring the dogs in.
So what happens if, hypothetically, I'm in Home Depot and somebody with a pit bull bites me in my leg? Who's responsible? The store or the person? What?
Well, I think it would be the dog owner. I'm sure there's probably signage on the doors that I've never noticed that says something about, you know, you're responsible for any animals you bring in.
I mean, I never see any signs. I would imagine that store would get sued too. You know, you could say,
perhaps, yeah.
Hey, you know, they don't supposed to have a dog in it. The Home Depot never checked and see if there was. I don't know. It's just a gray area where, I don't know. I think the owner of any business should have the right to at least question it.
See, I can't get over the question that starts off the whole thing. Why do you need your dog at Home Depot anyway? It's one thing if it's an emotional support animal. Those are trained. Those are trained to be comfort dogs and to behave themselves the same way a seeing eye dog would be trained. So I don't worry about those animals. I worry about the people that just bring them in randomly. And what's the point? Why do you need to do that?
Yeah. And if you question it, people are going to say, oh, you're a dog hater or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I had a situation where I did a paranormal event, and I had a person that would come to our event. She came from Minneapolis, Minnesota to come out to new events here in New England. She was blind and she had a seeing eye dog, and she would take a bus to the airport and fly on a plane and take a cab to wherever we were. Like, she could really get around despite being blind and only being led by this dog. And it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I gave her a ride from the event to the hotel she was trying to check into. And they told her, oh, we don't allow pets here. You can't bring your dog in. And we're like, you have to allow it. It's a seeing eye dog. And they refused. They tried to fight us on it. And eventually, you know, I threatened to call the police and have them come down, and it turned into a whole thing. But, like, she didn't even have paperwork to say, yes, this is an actual seeing eye dog. The dog had a vest, but you can go online and buy those vests. You know what I mean?
Right. I know. Well, next time I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, I'm bringing my horse.
Do you actually have a horse?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, because if you did have a horse and you were going to bring it in, I would want to be there to see that when it happened.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good day. And I don't think that I've ever felt the need to bring an animal into the store, with the exception of bringing my dog into Petco. And the only reason I would bring my dog into Petco, besides to bring her in to get groomed when I would get her groomed there, was so that she could pick out whatever toy she wanted, you know? I could hold the toy up and see if she was interested. No, you don't like that one? All right, I'm going to not buy that one. And kind of to show her off a little bit. She was a beautiful dog. Everybody loved her. She had a great personality. But I was never thinking to myself, I've got to bring Ruby into Stop and Shop. And Ruby didn't like to sit in the car if I went into a place. She would get anxious. She had abandonment issues because she was abandoned by her previous owner. And she was starved. Not intentional. Well, I mean, I guess it was kind of intentionally, but she was owned by an elderly woman who didn't have a lot of money and had to decide, do I want to feed myself or feed the dog? And she fed herself and tried to give the dog what little scraps she could, but the dog was emaciated when we got her. And she was in the animal shelter for I don't know how long, and she wouldn't eat when she was in the animal shelter. And as soon as we brought her home, she didn't even make it home. We stopped at the diner I worked at on the way home, and immediately she just was eating whatever we would give her. But anyway, I would never thought I had to bring her into the store. Oh, Ruby, hang on. I've got to stop at Walmart and pick some things up. You better come in too. Now, again, I get it. Some people do encounter situations where they have social anxiety or agoraphobia, and that animal can comfort them. I'm going to be honest. I don't get the whole comfort animal idea. I don't get why having that animal helps you get over that problem. But if it does, good, I'm glad. And yes, you should be able to bring that pet with you, that animal with you. But everybody else shouldn't take advantage of that by utilizing that as their excuse. Because first of all, you're mocking somebody that has a legitimate condition. And then secondly, you're lying. And for what purpose? So that your dog doesn't have to wait in the car while you're in the grocery store? Don't bring the dog. The dog doesn't want to go to the grocery store. I mean, dogs like riding in the car. A lot of dogs like riding in the car. My dog did not. She would get car sick. She did not like riding in the car. But a lot of dogs like riding in the car. So I get wanting to take them out for a ride. But you don't have to take them into the store with you. And as the previous caller in the last hour pointed out, you know, what did people do before this? What did the dogs do before this? They were fine staying in the car. Obviously, if you are a pet owner who loves your dog enough that you can't go into the supermarket for 20 minutes without having them right next to you, you are not the kind of dog owner that's going to leave them in the car with the windows rolled up on a hot day and no air conditioning. You're going to make sure your dog is comfortable in that vehicle. So leave them in the car. And if it is an 80 degree day, don't take them with you. Go home and drop them off and then go back out to the store. Trust me, the dog would rather be home. The dog would rather be home without you there having the run of the place. So I just got a message from Sarah who says, I don't know what I missed, but dogs have always been allowed to go into Home Depot, Lowe's, and places like that. When we got our pit bull, they told us to bring her there so she's socialized. But apparently only pit bulls bite people. Yeah, no, I would actually argue that I'm more worried about, if I walk into a store, I'm less worried about seeing the pit bull than I am the little yappy dog. Little yappy dogs are the ones that bite. But she says, I also would not bring my dog into stores or restaurants. And that's the thing. You don't need to. If you need to, legitimately, I understand that. And I support that. If that animal is trained for that purpose. But, you know, to Sarah's point, they were told to bring the dog to stores to socialize it. You can socialize a dog without having to bring them into a store. They may allow them, but that doesn't mean that they belong in there. They allow them because people were going to bring them anyway. It wasn't like the store was like, hey, you know what we should really do to try to attract customers? Allow them to bring their dogs in. Because nothing really works out better than having somebody come in and need to pick up a bunch of heavy tools or piping or lumber and have them also have to worry about their dog. You know what really sounds like a good idea? Is we should let dogs into our grocery store. The grocery store where we're so concerned with keeping everything sanitary, where we get checked frequently by the health department, where we tell people, you can't come in here without a shirt on. What are you, crazy? But let's let the dogs come in. It doesn't make any sense. And restaurants, ugh. Why does a dog need to be at a restaurant? All right, if you're eating, you know, if it's al fresco and you're eating outside, that's okay. You know, if I go to Cool Cone or Oxford Creamery and I'm sitting outside at one of those picnic tables, yeah, sure, the dog can sit down. Here, you can have your doggy ice cream. But bringing a dog into a restaurant? Unnecessary. Again, unless it's absolutely necessary and it's a trained dog. But why do you need to bring your dog into the restaurant? I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't do it with a cat. I mean, I guess there's probably people that do. In fact, I was in Stop and Shop yesterday and I heard a cat meowing. I was hoping that it was just somebody's like text message sound on their phone. But I was looking around. I'm like, is there a cat in this store? I've been considering getting a tortoise. I've always wanted one. I've been considering getting one. If I do get one, should I start bringing it with me everywhere? Have a little backpack that I carry him around in. Have him walk next to me as I'm walking down the aisles of the grocery store. Pull him out on the airplane. I mean, I don't know. I just don't get it. And again, it's not that I'm anti-dog. I love dogs. And if I see a dog in the store and the dog is, you know, looking at me, I'm going to say hi and I'm going to pat the dog. Now, I don't bother dogs if they're not interested in me. I don't make them pay attention to me because obviously they could be working, you know, or they could be a working animal and I don't want to bother them. But if they look at me, I'll say hi. I'll talk to them. And then the owner will usually say, oh, they're friendly if you want to pet them. But I don't see the need for them to be there. You might disagree. 508-996-0500. The letter writing campaign might have already started. Going to walk out of the studio at 9 a.m. The bosses will be out in the hallway saying, what did you say today? All of a sudden, we're getting all kinds of emails coming in and phone calls coming in. They're saying you hate dogs. No, it's not what I'm saying at all. Let's take a call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
what about all these women that go into the grocery stores and any other store that have like just a two-piece bathing suit on and nothing but a Band-Aid would cover what they're trying to hide anyways? I mean, that's like going in without no shirt on either, right?
No, not necessarily. I mean, if you went in with like a really short pair of shirts and really short pair of shorts and a tank top, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying here.
I know what you're trying to say. I just don't agree with it.
You know what I mean? You know, it's just the fact that they have certain rules. I'm a dog lover. I have a dog, and I've trained dogs all my life. But the fact of it is these people are just stepping way over the border right now. It's not right.
And they're mocking people that actually need to have an animal with them.
That's it. I have a sister-in-law that does that, and it irks me anyways, but I can't tell her anything. So anyways, thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good day. And 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and be heard on this, or whatever else is on your mind. I did start the day off. It is April 4th, the anniversary of the Martin Luther King assassination. I don't want people to think that I'm, you know, not paying attention to that. But this topic came up because of a call with Mary, and it really is an issue in society that people are, they certainly have strong feelings about, but people are afraid to address it. And obviously, don't go up to a person that's in a store with a dog and say, do you even need that dog? Why is that dog in the store? But you might ask the management, what is your policy on people bringing dogs in? And then question that policy. I mean, I've reached the point where I just don't care about it. But I also think that it's unnecessary. Unless it's necessary, if you have a trained animal. Brock says here that don't confuse emotional support animals with service animals. The latter are ADA protected. The former are not. So if, you know, so emotional support doesn't fall under ADA guidelines, it probably is falling under the individual business's policies. But again, they're not going to ask people why they need them. They're not going to say, well, what is the problem that you need an emotional support dog for? So that's, it might just be decorum more than, you know, necessarily actual laws. But they're still hesitant to question the person's need. That's why I think having some kind of requirement or certification process, and then you would register that pet, say, with the airline so that they would have them in the system and they would know, and then you wouldn't have to show any kind of paperwork when you actually got on the plane and it would be all clear, and then we would not have dogs on there just for the purposes of saving money on actually transporting the dogs. Let's see. I think I can squeeze in this call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Tim, I used to work at Home Depot, worked there for 25 years, and we had all kinds of animals come in there over the years. Originally, dogs had to be like a guidance dog or, you know, to help someone out. But then people just would start screaming. They'd let anything come in. But we had a woman that would come in quite often, go to the garden department. She'd bring in two terriers, put them in the carriage, take all our flyers, line the carriage with the flyers, put the two dogs in there, and she'd take another carriage for what she needed. The dog would pee and poop and bark and yelp, and then she would just leave the carriage outside for the water to have to clean up afterwards. The things like that, you just get ridiculous on. The dogs would just bark and yap all the time. The minute she left her cot there, had a guy one time come in with a boa constrictor on under his jacket. I was working in the electrical department. I'm cutting wire for him, and I could see the head coming out on the side. I said, do me a favor, put your snake back inside your coat. I said, because if that thing comes over here, I'm petrified of it. I'll cut off its head somehow. Get all upset about it.
I just don't understand that at all. Why? You want to bring a dog out and socialize a dog. I can kind of understand that. What reason do you need to bring a snake?
Well, that's what we can never understand. We had a guy with a cockatoo come in one time. One of the machines started up and backed up with the backup alarm. The cockatoo flew up into the rafters. We had to get animal control to come down. It took almost 3 hours to get this poor cockatoo down. Why would you put your pet through something like that? I can't understand it.
Nope, me either. And that's why I don't get why people feel the need to do it. But then again, the store also allowed them to do it. So, you know, why
well, that's what it was, you know, because it came, there was a point that you could come in and say, I'm sorry, you can't breed the amulet. And people would turn around. But then maybe like 10 years ago, we'll say, it started coming. Oh, I've got the right. And then nobody wanted to do anything with the customer because you would get drawn out by the management team for doing something like that. So there were all kinds of things, you know, that would come into the store. And I had a lady one day, she was in the lighting department, and I thought she was walking around rapidly with high heels. She had a little pig with her. It was the pig's hooves on the floor. I said, why is this lady walking back and forth so fast? She must need help. I go over there, and it's a pig. I mean, cute little thing, but you don't need a pig in the store with you.
No, well, I mean, unless, you know, I went in with somebody, then... Then I'd be their pig. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break. But thank you for the insight. Have a good day.
No problem, brother. Have a good day.
All right. I do got to take this break. We'll be right back in just a few moments. To any pigs that are listening, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you by likening you to myself. We'll be right back. All right. Let's go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
The White House not changing course on Israel. The search for earthquake survivors in Taiwan enters day two, and a $1 billion lottery prize keeps growing.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Biden administration has no plans to change its policy toward Israel after 7 humanitarian aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters, however, the president expects a swift and thorough investigation into the incident. Biden, in a statement Tuesday, said he was, quote, outraged and heartbroken by the killing of the 7 World Central Kitchen humanitarian workers, delivering some of his strongest criticism of Israel since the start of its war against Hamas. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money case is rejecting his presidential immunity argument. Brian Shook reports.
Trump is being charged with falsifying business records and has repeatedly tried to get New York Judge Juan Merchan recused from the case. On Wednesday, Merchan shot down Trump's bid to use presidential immunity as part of his defense. The judge also denied Trump's motion to delay the trial's start date. I'm Brian Shook.
Severe turbulence on a Wednesday Southwest Airlines flight left 2 people injured. The flight was headed from New Orleans to Orlando when it was diverted to Tampa, with the captain requesting paramedics to be on standby for arrival. A passenger and a flight attendant were transported to an area medical facility after the plane landed. Emergency crews are still trying to reach hundreds of people in need of rescue after a major earthquake rocked eastern Taiwan. Taiwan's National Fire Agency says nearly 700 people are believed to be stranded in hard-hit areas. Wednesday's magnitude 7.4 quake was the worst in Taiwan in 25 years, killing at least 9 people and injuring over 1,000 more. The White House wants a unified standard time for the moon and other bodies in space. Tammy Trujillo explains.
NASA has been instructed to work with other government agencies to come up with a plan by the end of 2026 that it's calling coordinated lunar time. Because of the way time and gravity works, time can be different out in space from how it's perceived here on Earth. A standard time would help create a benchmark for synchronizing lunar spacecraft and satellites. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Senator Bernie Sanders advocating for a 4-day work week. The independent lawmaker from Vermont wrote a CNN op-ed saying, quote, the wealthiest people in this country have never had it so good. Sanders said a 32-hour work week with no loss in pay is an important step in standing up for working families. The National Civil Rights Museum is set to host an annual remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today. The event will be held at the Lorraine Motel site in Memphis, where he was assassinated in 1968. This year marks the 56th anniversary of the death of the civil rights leader. And the Powerball jackpot keeps growing after there was no grand prize winner in Wednesday night's big drawing. That pushes the jackpot up to an estimated $1.23 billion ahead of the next drawing on Saturday, and that's around $595 million for the cash option.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics have clinched the best record in the NBA, blowing out the Oklahoma City Thunder 135-100 last night. That's now 60 wins for the season with six games left to play as they gear up to host the Sacramento Kings on Friday. The Red Sox beat the Oakland Athletics 1-0. They're off to Los Angeles to play the Angels on Friday night. And the playoff-bound Bruins are away to play the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at 7.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Quite gusty first thing this morning. Give yourselves extra time. Visibility is on the poor end. And as we head through the morning, those showers will be tapering off, but the wind will prevail. Cloudy skies for this afternoon. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight in the mid-30s with the wind out of the west. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers. Those temperatures will remain below average in the upper 40s. Breezy conditions as we head into the weekend with another round of showers. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.
So I guess my playlist today is just songs that were in shampoo commercials, because there's another one. Oh, man, I'm not doing so well on the song selection if I'm trying to avoid convincing people they have to wash their hair. Just a couple of quick app chat messages. Caller, hang on. We will get to you. But we got a couple of quick app chat messages talking about the animals in stores issue. Working Fool says, morning, Tim. I know for a fact that Lowe's has pet friendly on the door. I bring my dog all the time. If he makes a mess, I clean it up. As long as it's disclosed pet friendly, I think it's okay, but totally against food establishments and grocery stores, unless it is a service dog. Sonny in a Cushion says, keep dogs home. It can be disruptive to the real service dogs. Also, some people are afraid of dogs. Also, poor dogs with their paws on a metal carriage. I love animals. I have a dog. She would rather sleep on the couch. So easy, and it is shameful for people to lie about the fact that they have a service dog. Yeah, and that's really what is the worst part about this, is you have people who are, you know, kind of mocking the people that actually do need it by saying, oh, well, it's a service dog. Oh, it's an emotional support animal. Oh, look, I have a vest I bought on Amazon. You know, like, come on. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning. Years ago, I took my daughter to Stop and Shop, and she's in the wheelchair. And this adolescent German Shepherd comes goofing around. It was Goofy. It was just a happy little Goofy dog. Comes goofing around the corner. No leash, no nothing. Jumps up and has his paws on her shoulders. And he's licking her. And she's like, hello, mayday, you know. And two gentlemen tried to get him down. And, of course, she couldn't go far. And she wasn't afraid. And the dog was just an adolescent German Shepherd. I mean, he was just being goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. But the two gentlemen held on to him. And... I said, I need some security over here, you know, something, you know, and, the owner just come, oh, hi, Charlie, come on, Charlie, what are you doing with my dog?
I mean, I took my dog out for a walk, and another dog came bombing out of their own yard, jumped over the fence, ran up, and clamped onto my dog's neck. And my dog is not a fighter. She was not a fighter. She would rather, you know, she'd lick everybody that came over to her. But so this dog is clamped onto her neck and she's got no idea what to do. I'm trying to pull this dog off my dog and I can't. And the owner's like, oh, don't worry. She's just playing. I'm like, no, she's not playing. She's literally trying to rip my dog's throat out. Like,
yeah, here's my daughter in a wheelchair, and this dog is up with his shoulders, with his paws on her shoulders. Thank God it was just a goofy little dog. I mean, I had an adolescent dog, but my God, my daughter was terrified.
Yeah, well, it's a scary situation. I don't blame her. Well, thank you for sharing with us.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Have a good day. Yeah, I mean, I was telling this person that wouldn't come. They were like yelling out the window. I'm like, no, come get your dog. And they're like, no, the dog's fine. The dog's never hurt anybody. I was like, okay, I carry a gun. Come out and get your dog or else I'm going to take care of the dog myself. Which, you know, I didn't have my gun on me and I wasn't going to shoot a dog, but I wanted them to think that so they would come out and call their dog off instead of just trying to pretend like it wasn't happening or that it wasn't what it was. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I'm glad you're talking about this issue. I admittedly am not a dog lover. I'm not a dog hater, but dogs just aren't my thing. But I think that this issue is further indication of the degradation of society in the sense that people just wanting to do what they want to do, and then you're the problem. You know, no boundaries. I'm free. I'm an American. You know, I can do what I want, and it is very irritating. So this is just one issue, and there are probably others as well that fall into that same category of no boundaries. I get to do what I want to do, whether it's playing your music wherever, you know, even being in the store with your talking on the phone. Go into Market Basket, and it's amazing. People carrying on these conversations on the phone as loud as can be. So, you know, it's just our society is so different today. There's no such thing as a polite society. So I find it very irritating, all these dogs everywhere.
And part of the issue is, you know, like you hear people say, people push back on, you know, when I was a kid, I had a dog and we could just let the dog run around. If I went to the, you know, if I went to the store, the dog just came with me and didn't have a leash on or any of that. Yeah. Well, there's a reason why leash laws came into place. It wasn't because dogs changed. It's because dog owners changed, because dog owners didn't want to train their dogs to be polite and responsible and to not attack people. And, you know, so it's because the people can't be responsible enough for them that these rules come into place.
Right.
All right.
All right. Well, have a great day.
You as well, Barbara. Take care.
You as well. Thank you.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, but I'm going to take my next break right now. We'll be back in just a few moments.
It's 12 past midnight, don't close your eyes, your soul's up alive, and I'll be by your side. I've come to take you there, show you how to care, just be aware that you'll have to share. I want your love, I want it tonight, I'm taking your heart, so don't
you. All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm just wondering, would you and the callers feel different if the dog was a puppy?
Nope, I wouldn't.
And the only reason I'm asking is, you know, the previous caller brought up a bunch of good points. And what I think that is usually, you know, it starts off innocent enough, like you don't want to leave your puppy at home, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then it turns into a bigger issue. Like, you know, little puppies are cute and, you know, their poops are small. But when you have a full grown dog in the store and, you know, taking major dumps and stuff, although that's when it becomes a problem. And I tend to see that that's how issues start across the board. You know, it starts off as something innocent and then people take advantage. And the next thing you know, you have dog fights inside a Home Depot.
Yeah, I mean, think of how many people get a pet because, you know, the baby version of that pet is so cute and cuddly. And then when they get older, they're like, yeah, I don't really care anymore. I mean, it shouldn't be human nature, but that kind of is where, you know, you you want to think that a puppy is okay, but it's the same. You're just setting the precedent. It's the same problems. Just because the animal might be a little bit cuter, it's still the same issue. It's still unsanitary. It's still, you know, a problem where it could lead into behavioral issues, and it could end up, like the app chatter mentioned, it could be something that causes a problem with legitimate service dogs.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, dogs inside of restaurants is just gross, completely gross. But you know what's even worse? When you're eating a meal at a restaurant and the waiter, waitress, hostess, whatever, comes around you and they're like literally sweeping around you. That ever happened to you? Like literally going under your table and sweeping while you're eating?
Yeah. I mean, we used to have a rule when I was working in a restaurant where we would shut down half the diner at night. So at like 7 o'clock, we close half the diner so that anybody that came in sat on the other half so that we could sweep and mop the other half while people were still in the, you know, just to kind of save a little time. And we would have people that would complain, like, you can't be mopping while we're eating, even though we're on the complete opposite side of the restaurant. So I don't know how people get away with that, because, you know, I understand if there's like a spill and you got to come and clean it up or something, but you know, for the most part, you got to save that stuff till nobody's around.
Yeah, definitely. Completely disgusting. I mean, the only reason I really recognized it was one time it was kind of sunny inside of the restaurant and you could like literally see the plumes of dust coming up. I was just completely disgusted. And usually, you know, I just shut my mouth. I just go along with it. But I was like, excuse me, like I had to say something. I was like, this is kind of gross.
Well, I mean, that's why if you're going to do it, you should be using a Hokey. You know, if they've got carpet, you can use one of those Hokies, closed vacuum things, sweeping things.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know if those are actually what they're called, but that's what we called them growing up. So I'm assuming that
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. The old school little fake vacuums.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, just my 2 cents.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, have a good day.
Bye. You too. And that's, again, I don't want people to think that I'm anti-dog. And most of the callers and the app chatters and people who have, you know, chimed in on this are not anti-dog either. They just are anti-dog in that situation. So none in a question that sent in an app chat message. None is the name they use. I totally agree with Barbara that people today feel entitled and rules aren't meant for them. And then Radio and Marion says, I don't care how cute the puppy is when I go in a store. I want a stress-free, no-concern experience. Oh, I don't know if you're going to get a stress-free, no-concern experience, because even if there's no dogs in the store, there's still other people. So that's still going to cause some problems. But I have found that, you know, I've never really had too many issues with the behavior of the dog in a store. But I've certainly had problems with behavior of the dog owner in the store. 508-996-0500. We still have a few moments remaining in the program. You can either call in or send in an app chat message. Then we're going to be giving way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. And he always has great topics planned for you. And I'm sure he will today as well. And then, of course, we'll have Bill O'Reilly. And after that, Brian Thomas is in for Barry again while Barry's on vacation. And you know, lots of great conversations throughout the course of the day. And, of course, if you miss any of it, we've got podcasts of all of it, too. One store where the only animals I know you're concerned about are the ones that are behind the glass, right? That's the butcher shop where you go in there to get your pig, your lamb, your cow, your fish, your lobster, whatever it may be. They've got it all at the butcher shop. And what's great about the butcher shop is that it's a very personalized experience. So it's not like going into the supermarket and saying, well, I think I want a steak tonight. Well, now I've got to go through all these packages of steak to find one that I think looks good, one that is, you know, the right cut, one that looks like it's got enough meat on it, one that looks like it's not too fatty, well marbled. You know, you don't have to worry about any of that when you go into the butcher shop. First of all, it's high quality meats at just about the same price you're going to pay at the supermarket. But also, you can tell exactly what kind of cut you want, exactly how big of a piece you want. They'll cut it to your specification. Maybe you want a big 1-pound steak, but you want it cut into thin slices so that it'll cook up faster. They'll do that for you, whatever it may be. They'll also prepare it for you. They'll marinate it for you. They'll season it. Whatever you need them to do, they'll get it ready for you. And they'll even cook things up for you as well. They have fresh cooked food every day that you can just walk in and get something to go, but they'll also prepare things for you too. That's the level of service that they have at the butcher shop, because it is an old school neighborhood market. It's not one of these places where they expect you to come in, grab stuff and leave. They want you to come in and make it part of your weekly experience. They want to be the place where you can get everything that you need. And if you don't find what you need, just ask and they will get it for you. All right, I've got to take a break. Oh, by the way, the butcher shop is at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop in and have yourself something delicious today. Right now, though, I've got to take a final break. We'll be right back. All right, that's going to do it for me. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.